Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dwayne Perry, who is the commander of the Pennsylvania State Headquarters of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, who served our country in the United States Navy. We first thank you for your service, Commander, and appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Understandably, this weekend is different than any other Memorial Weekend we've ever experienced. Typically, what would you be doing if you were permitted to before this pandemic?
I usually invited to a different VFW post to be guest speaker for Memorial Day service. I'm supposed to be speaking this Sunday in Cranberry Township at North Boundary Park, but we had to do a virtual speech a couple of weeks ago, which will be aired this Sunday on their website in Cranberry.
So how is the Veterans of Foreign War honoring those this year? You can't go to the, or can you go to the cemeteries and honor them?
Well, I have told my post that they have the flags and can get the flags. Do not hesitate. Go out, keep your safe distance, be safe, and please honor our veterans that have passed away.
Through the process of this, so many organizations, whether they're businesses or charity organizations, how are you anticipating to get through this as the man who is the commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in Pennsylvania?
We have over 400 VFW posts in Pennsylvania, and unfortunately, when this is all over with, we're going to probably have to close down anywhere between 50 and 60. We anticipate to consolidate them with other posts so we don't lose any members. It's going to be tough. The post that I do have open for carryouts, they have their kitchen. They're bringing money in to pay the utilities, but we have posts that all they have is a canteen that the members go in to have a cocktail or two, and that pays their bills. Unfortunately, that's not happening for them right now.
How many members are in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in the VFW?
We have between 72 and 75,000 members in Pennsylvania.
And over the years with so many post-9/11 veterans, have they made a connection with the VFW?
Slowly but surely we're getting them. And also the Afghanistan and the Iraqi veterans that are coming back, the younger members. A lot of the young members coming back from overseas, they're not smokers like the old guys like we used to be years ago. We've got a lot of posts that are non-smoking. With this pandemic going on, a lot of our posts are remodeling, painting, so forth. And I've gotten emails, phone calls, text messages that, Commander, when this is all over, we're going non-smoking to be family-friendly.
Okay, the name Veterans of Foreign Wars is pretty self-explanatory as far as membership requirements are concerned, but is there a way that civilians can help or sort of join?
Absolutely. If they know a post member, they can join as a social member. that post member will recommend them, we'll, you know, investigate them, welcome them into our post and everything. And quite frankly, if it was not for social members, a lot of our posts would be closed, because they come in, they help us, and they're the ones that are, you know, eating and drinking.
What if you're a son or daughter of someone who had served overseas?
If you're a son or daughter of somebody that served overseas, you can join the auxiliary. The auxiliary is a runoff of our organization, and they do a lot to raise funds to help our veterans.
And on a normal weekend, how would the Veterans of Foreign Wars reach out to current veterans who are suffering from, say, post-traumatic stress disorder or issues related to their service?
Excuse me. Our state and also our post have a surgeon, and that surgeon tries to stay. They notified our commanders in each post that somebody is sick or having problems. The surgeon or commander, whoever, will get together, go over, talk to that comrade, see what we can do for him, you know, financially, emotionally, or, you know, health-wise.
Commander, as the head of the Pennsylvania State Headquarters of Veterans of Foreign Wars, what is your message to those listening here in southwestern Pennsylvania this morning?
Any veteran that is out there in Pennsylvania that has not joined our organization, please do so. Go to your local VFW. They have applications. Bring a copy of your DD-214 with you. We'll sign you up and get you involved. And we do a lot of great stuff for the community. The Voice of Democracy program for the high school students and the Patriot's Pen for middle school students. We do a program where they can write an essay, bring it into us. We judge them. They go on to state level, and then we pick the top winner from each district. Then the top winner of the state will go to national and earn a $30,000 scholarship for a college.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and all you and the men and women who have served and their families who have sacrificed as well. Thank you, Commander.
Thank you for having me, and have a great weekend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.